Welcome to Light Embassy Church.
Living life to the full.
Welcome to another life-transforming show, bringing clarity and balance into your walk of faith.
The Creator versus the Creature. And our theme scripture is taken from the Gospel of John, chapter 1, from verse 1 to 3. Please, I'm reading from the KJV. John said, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. Without Him was not anything made that was made." A Christian should understand that whenever you choose what man says at the expense of the Word of God, you have chosen the creature over the Creator. So the Bible says, "If you have believed the witness of men, the witness of God is greater." The Christian, you have to remember that the testimony of God is greater. God's testimony that He has borne about anything in life is greater, is supersede, superior to that testimony of a man about that same thing. Now, if God gives a testimony over something, it is superior and greater than any testimony that man will bear on that same thing. Let you know that whether you have gone to school, this is what many Christians have not understood, especially dedicated Christians. Some of the dedicated Christians. No matter how educated you are, how much enlightened you are, the university you have gone, the schools you have gone, the things you have been taught, the course you have taken. If those things you have learned in school speaks to something, and God's word says something different about that same thing, you have to understand that what God said, His testimony about that thing, is superior to whatever you were taught in school. You have to understand that what He says about that thing is the truth, but what you learn in school may not be the complete truth. That is the wisdom we live by as Christians. The reason many Christians have died and perished in this world and they were consumed by problems because of what I just said. Because they are Christians, but they have not renewed their mind rightly. The wisdom and knowledge of man is based on empirical data, information gleaned from the five senses. The reason why man is limited in his knowledge and wisdom. Now, when in the book of Corinthians, in any part of the Bible, the Bible calls the wisdom of man foolishness. God sees their knowledge and says that their knowledge and wisdom is incomplete. You have to understand, irrespective of the person in question, irrespective of the university you are talking about, whether the person is from Harvard or from anywhere speaking concerning something, it doesn't matter. Without God, you cannot know wisdom. It is as simple as that. That is what people have not understood. True wisdom, true knowledge comes from God. Why? The world that you are living in is in disorderliness. It was brought into disorderliness by sin. And every knowledge that man gains, their wisdom, their maxims, any knowledge they have gained is based on their sensual appreciation of what they see in the world. Because of that, no knowledge coming from man can be complete. No knowledge and wisdom coming from man will be the complete truth concerning any other subject. Because this world is in disorderliness, and the fact that it's a fallen world, and your wisdom, the wisdom and knowledge of man is based on information has gleaned from a fallen world through via the senses, that in itself should tell you that no knowledge coming from man will be complete. That is why now you see how even in medicine they were struggling with the COVID-19 virus. You see how? Yeah, because you cannot know it all, because their knowledge is gleaned from a fallen world. This is what sometimes many don't want to hear, but that is the truth. That is the truth. That is why the knowledge we learn in school, we cannot boast in them, because it's not a complete knowledge, it's not absolute knowledge. When they boast, they are boasting in a knowledge acquired by the senses. A knowledge not absolute and sometimes replete with errors. This is why God calls the wisdom of this world foolishness. Till the Creator teaches you, till God teaches us, that knowledge and wisdom we hold is incomplete. It's incomplete. You have to understand that with the exception of Adam and Eve, every man came to meet a world put in disorder by sin. In the book of Genesis, when God created everything, he said that everything was good. You see, he says that everything was very good. Even he created man, he said everything was very good. Now is everything good in the world? No. No. Because disorderliness has come into this world by sin. After Adam's sin, disorderliness came. And how did this disorderliness come? It came through sin. Sin and death have permeated the world. You live in a world which is disordered. That's why we call it a fallen world. When you say it's fallen world, it means it has fallen from the standard. Right? You see, they call it for a fallen world, but they don't take time to ask this. What does that mean? You say that this world is a fallen world. All Christians understand this world is a fallen world. Fallen from what? It means that this world has fallen from the standard. There was a standard that this world was created to meet. This world and everything, the events, everything in this world, there was a standard it was supposed to meet that has fallen from that standard. So it means that it's a world below standard. Below, it also means that it's the world below the normal. See, below the normal. Because there are many things that people living in this world call it normal. See, that's normal. It's not normal. But you forgot that they came to meet a fallen world. You came to meet a world which is below normal. So everything you see with this world is not normal. So till you get, we get taught by God's wisdom, you will not know what is normal. Only it is the word of God that will show you what is normal. And that's why I say, Christian, if you want to know what is normal, what's supposed to be a normal part of my life, you can only get it from God. You cannot get it by just observing the world or what you are taught in school. It's very important as Christians you understand that. What has been termed as normal is not the normal, but actually disorderliness. This is why their wisdom and knowledge is foolishness. It's a wisdom and knowledge acquired from disorderliness. So now, for instance, when someone even lies, they say that was just a lie. They see that as normal. But lie is not normal. They see sickness as normal. But sickness is not normal. It's not, she was not supposed to be a normal part of nature. This is why God tells his children not to conform to the pattern of this world, their wisdom and way of thinking. Because if you conform to the pattern of this world, there are many things you will call normal, which is not normal. And that's what God is telling you. There are many things that you may think that this is normal, this is the will of God. And that is why there are even Christians who think certain things to be the will of God, which is not the will of God, but they have not understood the Bible. They have not understood Christianity at all. They have not understood. So some of them call sickness as even the will of God. No, that's ignorance. Not the will of God. We have to understand things from God's perspective. God says that you cannot observe the world, look at the happenings of the world to know his will. So you don't just look at things happening in the world and happening to people to say that this is the will of God. You can only know the will of God as taught by the word of God. So he tells you, don't conform to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Romans chapter 12 verse 3. As long as the wisdom and knowledge you live by are that gained from the world, you will be out of God's will, and many Christians are. There are Christians who think sickness should be a normal part of life. It's because they came to meet a disordered world where everyone is getting sick, so they see disease as normal. Man never got sick till Adam sinned. So sickness is not normal, neither is sin. So they talk sickness and death over their lives. Sometimes even find Christians, there are Christians that are found that sometimes even they are playing with sickness, they are joking with sickness. It's ignorance. You find a Christian speaking death over his own life. What a contradiction. Till God teaches man, he is not wise. When Jesus came, he went on doing the will of God. there is nothing that he did which was not the will of God. This is why he was sinless. Anything you do which contradicts the will of God is sin. Anything you do which contradicts the will of God is sin. And the Bible tells you that Jesus was sinless. So it means that everything that the Master did was consistent with the will of God and was the will of God. So what did he do? The Bible says he went about healing all that were sick. The Bible doesn't say some, but all that were sick. If you were sick and will come to Jesus, he will heal you. So Peter says in Acts chapter 10 verse 38 through the Holy Ghost, he says, "Our God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him." Meaning that what was doing was the will of God. That's why it tells you, for God was with him. So for God was with Jesus doing his will. And what will was he doing? When God was with Jesus doing his will, it says that Jesus went about healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Meaning that God's will is for every person who was sick to be healed, including those who had even sinned, and their sickness were because of their sins. The Bible says that God was with Jesus healing those people who have sinned and were sick due to their sicknesses. God was with him doing that. You see that? So it was God who was with Jesus, for God was with him, meaning it was God who was with Jesus healing all that were sick. As a Christian, when you research a scripture and you still doubt God's will concerning healing, you have a problem. You have a problem. You read that how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. And he goes on, for God was with him. The reason why he was doing that was because God was with him. And you still doubt that God wants you all. Why do you allow people then to twist your mind and preach untruth to you? Since he healed all that were sick, and it was God's will for all that were sick to be healed. You remember those people who even Jesus will heal and tell them, let them know that that sickness was because of their sins and they should go and sin no more. God was still healing those folks. So nothing prevents God from healing. Sickness is a disorder brought into God's creation by the sin of Adam. So Jesus went about destroying the disorderliness. And that is why when there's anywhere there's sickness, you have exercise faith in the name of Jesus to ensure that you bring this disorderliness to check. So we act in the name of Jesus. It's not every time that this disorderliness will be brought to check instantaneously, but sometimes we take time to. But the truth is, if you don't give up and you persevere, it will have to be put in check. Have to be put in check. Paul was healing many people instantaneously. But there's someone called Epaphroditus. When he was sick, Paul let you know that it took some time for the man to be healed. Even though Paul wanted him healed, he didn't get healed instantaneously. It took some time. But it doesn't matter whether instantaneously or it takes some time. The question is it God's will for the person to? The Bible shows so. Do you see sickness as a disorder, or you see it as a normal part of life? So first, you have to renew your mind and see sickness for what really is. That's even the most important. When you renew your mind to that, about 80% of the problem is solved. Because it means you are going to think right and see it for what it really is. He calls sickness as an oppression of the devil. You see, will you accept what God is saying, irrespective of the biology, medicine, pharmacy, and immunology you have done in school? He calls sickness as an oppression of the devil. Do you agree or think it's a normal part of nature? But there are some Christians who think sickness is a normal part of nature. They will not go by the wisdom of God. The wisdom of God says it's not a normal part of nature. If it was a normal part of nature, Jesus would not be healing people who are sick. A normal part of nature. You have to see it the way God sees it. See things the way God sees things. That's what faith means. Faith is seeing things the way God sees things. You see, that's what faith is. Will you believe the creator over the creature, or vice versa? Is God saying that medicine is bad? Not at all. God bless doctors. God bless nurses. God bless pharmacists. All what they are doing is nice. God, at the end, they are trying to make people well. So it at the end, it also comes back to what God is doing. God wants people well. And doctors also in treating people, pharmacists and all the health professionals, all what they are doing is to help people to get well. So what they are doing is good. There's nothing wrong. God is not saying that there's something wrong with medicine. But what God is trying to tell you is that medicine is limited. Pharmacy is limited. See, all those health knowledge is limited. It's limited. They are limited in their knowledge. They are limited in their knowledge. And that one, if you are honest, it is true according to the word of God. You better believe it is true for your own good. This pandemic has exposed that. There are many other things, but this being pandemic has exposed that. That should tell you that they are limited in their knowledge. Why are they limited in their knowledge? He wants you to understand that they don't know all about sickness. Why? Because sickness has a spiritual element, and this cannot be found in the lab or taught in the medical school. Throughout the Bible lets you know that sickness has a spiritual element. Is they are oppressed by the devil. There are many people that Jesus has to cast out sickness from them. Jesus showed us that, the creator showed us that sickness has a spiritual element. No medical school can teach you the spiritual wisdom or knowledge concerning sickness. All they know is there's the bodily part. The bodily part. How to treat the bodily part. That's why when things goes beyond the ability of the body to restore, it cannot help you. Right? Because there is more to sickness, which only God can show you. Only the wisdom and knowledge of God can teach you that. The creator, who knows all and created his world, says so. It would be wiser for any Christian to agree and see sickness for what it really is. Now, will you believe or go and agree with the creator, or you go with the creature? Right? Doctors even die from sickness. That should tell you that they are limited. Right? So we should stop the pride and go by the wisdom of God. Doctors die from sicknesses. Pharmacists die from sicknesses. Nurses die from sicknesses. Scientists, researchers die from sicknesses. That in itself should tell you that they are limited. If a doctor, in all his treating of a sick patient, also gets sick and die, that should tell you that they are limited in their knowledge and wisdom. The one who knows it all, who can help you the best, is God. Choose to live by the wisdom of the Creator. God bless you.
Thanks for joining us. Please subscribe to our weekly podcast and download our app, Light Embassy Church. Stay on the channel for the next episode.